Welcome to the Power Brief. This is our new two-part series on load shedding. As we head into winter, we'll be taking a look at what is in store for us in terms of load shedding in the colder months. We'll also talk about our long-term expectations for load shedding. My name is Azola Lawan. I'm a fund manager at Coronation and your host for this series. And I'm joined by Mauro Longano. He heads up our fixed interest research at Coronation. He's an engineer and chartered accountant. Welcome, Mauro. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Azola.
Mauro, we've actually been load shedding free for more than 50 days now. And I know that you've been following developments at Eskom very closely. You're very focused on the energy sector for a number of years now. So in your view, Mauro, what are the reasons for the sustained streak without load shedding?
Yeah, it's been a great period, I think, for everyone in South Africa to enjoy a few months of no load shedding. When we look at the data, I think the key reason for lower load shedding has actually just been lower demand for electricity within the economy. I mean, if we look at the numbers, what we can see is we're about 6% lower year on year in terms of electricity usage. Now, that equates to about 1,500 megawatts, which is not insignificant given demand for electricity is currently sitting at about 24,000 megawatts. So there really has been a big step change in our usage. The golden question that everyone's going to be asking is, well, why has there been such a step change? And, you know, it's difficult to flesh out with extreme precision, but what we do know is this has been quite a ramp up of solar. Over the past year, we've seen a huge number of solar PV installations. We're currently sitting at about 5,500 megawatts of installed solar. Now, the sun doesn't shine all day, every day, so you never get that full output, but it certainly would have contributed. And the rest of it really has just been lower structural demand. Now, listeners might be asking, well, why is demand structurally lower? And without sort of much evidence that companies are using other sources of energy, it really has to be attributable to the low growth environment that we're in and sort of a partial deindustrialization of our economy. You know, this is something that we continue to follow. These aren't numbers that we estimate. This comes straight out of the Eskom database. So it is something that we continue to monitor quite closely.
Okay. It's the lower demand that's having an impact, as well as the solar capacity that we've seen quite substantially. And of course, you mentioned the weakness in the economy. That said, having, you know, looked at the demand dynamics, I mean, are there any other possible reasons that could contribute to this?
I think heading into winter, what we typically see is that Eskom scales down planned maintenance on their plants. So this is where they deliberately, you know, take a plant out of service so that they can work on it. At the beginning of the year, we had about 16% of our plant offline, and that's currently sitting at around 4 or 5%. So just by stopping maintenance and bringing that plant online, we've had a huge boost to generation. Now, again, this isn't something to be concerned about. Eskom has done this every year for as long as they've been around. Cooler weather also helps with plant performance. So generally, we get a little bit more out of that. I think what we do need to also realize is that, you know, a lot of listeners are saying, what about the OCGTs, the diesel turbines? Aren't we just burning a lot of diesel to keep the lights on? And the evidence doesn't suggest that at all. Now, perhaps before I move on with that, I just wanted to explain how we use diesel turbines traditionally in an electricity system. Typically, these are used as peaking plants. So what that means is that when everyone's switching on, everyone having a hot shower and switching on their ovens at 6 a.m. in the morning, and again, when everyone gets home and does the same thing, electricity demand increases beyond sort of fleet capacity. And Eskom would typically use gas turbines to meet that short period of extreme high demand. When the fleet was performing poorly, Eskom was actually burning diesel all day long because their base fleet couldn't meet the demand. But now we're seeing the diesel turbines actually move back into their traditional role. So really coming on at those peaking times, very sort of in line with their traditional history. So again, we're not burning excessive diesel to keep the lights on.
And I know that, you know, Eskom has spoken a lot about the energy availability factor.
it's quite a complex question when you ask about, you know, energy availability factor, and that would have improved naturally with planned maintenance having been reduced. So obviously, if you're working on plant less, you have more plant available to produce electricity. I suppose the nuance now is, what about the unplanned outages, the breakdowns that Eskom doesn't plan for? Have those reduced? Now, there is some evidence to suggest that there has been some reduction, but really, when we look at the numbers, it's difficult to get a clear picture of what's actually been happening on the older coal plant. And the reason for this is that we've had so much movement in the fleet over the last year. So in the last quarter of last year, we had another unit of Kusile back online, and you will remember that three units were actually offline for quite some time because of the duct collapse at Kusile, which meant that they couldn't operate. So those have come back online. In the absence of being able to normalize for those, we can't say for sure if the maintenance plan is actually working. We need longer-term data. And unfortunately, at the end of this year, Eskom is hoping that Medupi Unit 4 comes back online. They're hoping that the last unit of Kusile comes back online. So there will be some improvement in generation just because you are adding new units the whole time. Now, I don't want to take away anything from Eskom efforts at this particular point. Just bringing on those units, I think, has been a huge achievement. But what we do know is that when we look at the numbers through time and we look at coal plants in advanced economies such as the United States, the energy availability factor of old power plants just does deteriorate over time, even if they are well maintained. It's very similar to any other mechanical device that you have. It just gets older and it just performs more poorly. So even with the best efforts, you will have decreased performance coming out of those plants. I think there's also risks going forward. One of them is Kuberg. We're only operating one unit of Kuberg. And currently, Kuberg is going through a process to extend its license. Now, if that doesn't come through, there is a possibility that both units of Kuberg go offline, and that would offset, some of the capacity that we would gain. I think just finally, what's been on a lot of our listeners' minds is the impact of the election. And there is no evidence to suggest that this is the case. If we're saying that load shedding is due to lower demand, then that's something that could not have been controlled from an electioneering perspective.
Thank you very much, Mauro. I think you've given us really a thorough view of where we are now and why we haven't experienced load shedding for so many days. And I think perhaps it's actually worth just taking a step back. If we think about it, this time last year, so May last year, I think we were sitting at stage 6 load shedding, and this was, happening regularly. And in fact, there were fears that going into the winter period, there might be grid collapse. I mean, these were serious discussions that we were having with our clients, and just in terms of what mitigation strategies we would, put in place as a business. So I think perhaps it's just worth spending just a brief moment just to understand what is so different today as opposed to a year ago.
I mean, it's a very interesting question. And last year was actually a fascinating case study. As you correctly say, you were sitting in stage 6. We were all expecting stage 8. There were rumors of grid collapse. We were all doing an enormous amount of work to understand this. But if I had to simplify it into a few words, I'd say we got really lucky last year. If you look at our fleet performance, it didn't do so well. But what happened was that the storms off the Cape provided a huge amount of wind energy for renewables. So, when we were averaging about 1,000 megawatts of renewable energy, we were actually outputting close to 1,700 watts during winter just because the wind was blowing so forcefully. What we also had is we saw a lot of companies, move their maintenance plans a bit earlier in the season, which I think naturally reduced demand. I mean, this cyclically does happen in industry. I mean, a lot of plant is taken offline in winter for maintenance. I think the timing there definitely helped. But that came through, and again, it was nobody controlled it. It wasn't due to effort on anyone's part. It just came through as a bit of luck, which we're all grateful for. But what I do want to highlight is, again, lower demand for structural reasons is not a good thing. It means our economy is not growing. So yes, we keep the lights on, but from a longer term perspective, it still is a problem.
Absolutely. And I think that's something that really needs to be tackled in this country. So having said that, going forward, you know, for the balance of this year, how much load shedding should we realistically expect?
The outlook really hasn't changed from when we did all the work last year on this particular topic. If you think about it, we were averaging around 3.5 stages of load shedding last year. We expected that to drop by around 2 stages to 1.5 stages this year. We're currently averaging around 1.8, and we would expect that to trend lower the more days of load shedding that we have. But again, winter is typically a period where, you know, supply remains very constrained. Demand does pick up. It's also weather dependent. We haven't had a particularly cold winter so far. But we would expect that to hold going into the end of the year. And really, sort of the next step in reducing average load shedding further would need to come next year when we see more of a supply response coming online in the absence of demand falling significantly further.
Thank you so much for that, Mauro. And in our second episode, Mauro will then give us a view on what we can expect in the next 2 to 3 years. Here we'll discuss the impact of new power plants. We'll also talk about Eskom's maintenance plan and how that would affect the outlook and load shedding. Will it return again or not? We really look forward to having you join us again when we discuss answers to these burning questions.